Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan. Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens at Kansas City, 425 on Sunday afternoon. Ravens are 2.5-point favorites in this game. Both teams 1-2. Both have weaknesses. Vinny, if the Ravens want to bounce back after that debacle on Monday night, especially defensively, give us some keys here.
Well, number one, I got be the most physical team on the field. Last week, they were not, which is embarrassing. You know, if you're Ravens player, fan, whatever, that's embarrassing to not be the most physical team because that's who the Ravens are, especially at home on a Monday night. And going down to Kansas City, that's what they got to bring some tenacity to them. Number two, tackle well, and that'll help. They had 20 missed tackles Monday night. So bring some tenacity with you. You know, they need to pack that. That toughness, they got to bring that to Kansas City with them. Number three, make Mahomes uncomfortable, you know. And how can you do that? You know, I mean, with the rush and all, cover the receivers up too. Because if they can cover up the receivers, then Mahomes gets edgy because he knows his tackles aren't that good. And then he starts moving around, you know. So make Mahomes uncomfortable. He's completing 59% of his passes right now. You know, he's got an 83 quarterback rating. Let's not all of a sudden after three games he finds the light and, you know, he's throwing for three touchdowns and gets in a rhythm.
And he's been uncomfortable in the pocket for most of the season, right?
Oh, the whole season. Yeah, no doubt. The whole season. Number four. Stop the run. Keep them under 70 yards. You know, Mahomes is their leading rusher.
Yeah, I mean, come
Pacheco
on.
And Hunt, come on. And their O-line, they're not mashers off the ball, and they don't get up to the second level, so the linebackers should be able to make plays. Number five, run the ball over 150 yards. And that goes back to being the most physical team. That goes back to that. Come off the ball. And then the biggest thing is they've got to get up to the linebackers. Their linebackers are really I really like them. I think that Tranquil and Bolton are really good players. And they got to combo. Because if they let them run, they're going to make tackles all over the field. They've got to be able to. We got to get back into a rhythm running the football. And how do you do that? Get up on the linebackers because then you create creases. And then last but not least, receivers got to win one-on-one battles. They got to get open because what did we hear Lamar say the other day? Well, a lot of times I'm just, you know, trying to buy time for the receivers to get open. No, get your ass open because they're going to line up in your face off the line of scrimmage. And you got to win. And you got to win quickly. You know, the receivers, you got to – why was Andrews so what? They didn't even cover him. You know, the receiver. Everybody says, where's Zay Flowers? Get open, Zay. Get open.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.